Well, this whole story here in Judges 7 and 8 of Gideon's victory is quite amazing. It's really the ultimate encouragement to all of us that God uses the weak and the doubting and little things. This is the day of small things, and God rejoices to use little people and little things. Gideon is clearly frightened. He's in need of continual confirmation and encouragement. God realizes that. And the whole thing is an amazing encouragement to us that you don't need huge resources. You don't need human strength. The race is not to the swift and the battle is not to the strong. So he starts out with 32,000 men. That's reduced to 10,000. And then there's this thing about lapping or cupping your hands and drinking water that way. And that knocks the 10,000 down to 300. So about two-thirds of the men returned, about 30% remained, and then just 3% remained. And overall, only about 1% of the force was required by God. And even then, they don't take their weapons in their hand. They have these pitchers that they break, and they shout out, etc., and that's what causes the victory, and they don't actually need to fight. So, by the 300 men who lapped, I will save you. That's what God said. And they were trumpeting, and maybe to encourage them to think back to the great victory at Jericho, but again they didn't need to fight, and again the trumpeters were the ones who brought the walls down. And what I want to reflect upon particularly is the numbers here. There were 300 of them, weren't there, in the end? Just 300. And how many Midianites were there? Well, in Judges 8, verse 10, you can calculate there was 135,000. So there's 135,000 Midianites facing Gideon's 300 men. Now, that works out at precisely 450 Midianites for every one of Gideon's men. So the ratio is 1 against 450. And you meet that ratio again. 1 Kings 18, 22 says there were 450 prophets of Baal on Carmel and one prophet of Yahweh, Elijah. It was 1 to 450 again. Now, whether Elijah realized that, we don't know. But I think you can hope that he did, and that he was encouraged in his faith by realizing, I'm not alone. This happened before. Just as the 300 men with their trumpets would have all thought, yeah, well, trumpeters brought down the walls of Jericho. And this is how Bible history becomes a living word. History may indeed be bunk. That is the view of our age, that it's of no more than passing historical, cultural sort of interest and no ultimate abiding value to me in my busy life. But biblical history is different. It is a living word, and we are to take direct encouragement from how we see the similarities with our situations and those that are recorded in the Bible. And the incredible victories in the end will come. And it may not be until after the event that we perceive the connection. And it may have been with Elijah also, that maybe only after the event did he perceive the ratio was the same. Or maybe he never did. Maybe he didn't have the facts to his hand. Or maybe he just didn't do his sums. Maybe like me, he wasn't good at math or whatever. But the point is that there is the same divine hand spanning human history. And that span that his hand spans comes down to us and includes us. We are not excluded. We are not somehow hived off from how his hand has worked in the past. That same God who works according to the same basic characteristics in his name, who works in the same style of using the weak and the small and the insignificant, will use you and me. So pray to God every day, like I do, that you will have meetings with people whom you can help, that circumstances will come up today, that you can play a part in taking forward God's purpose. Nobody is too weak. Nobody is too lacking in faith. Nobody is lacking in resources to the point that they can't be used. We all can be used, and this is the whole point, that God will do great things through little people and through those in weakness. And you know, Gideon does not come over as spiritually strong, really. He continually needs that encouragement. And as I say, the exact correspondence, 1 against 450, was repeated with Elijah on Carmel. So even if you appear to have your back to the world, if you live in a society or in a family or domestic situation or a workplace environment where you are alone and hopelessly outnumbered, you weren't the first one. And others have been there, and God, all the same, will work through it all to his glory.